Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on with David Murph. But we're back after a couple weeks off, and we've got a incredible show for you today with music from Mary Cutter, Lexi Hayden, and the brand new and nearly fresh off the presses a single from Morgan Miles. We'll also discuss our interview with Mary and Morgan, and the time I got to see Lexi perform live with some friends of mine. But we're gonna have a ton of fun with this one, folks. But as always, before we step into this week's countdown, let's take a little a walk down memory lane to not last week, not the week before that, but the week of April 28th, because like I said, the boy needed a 2-week vacation. So with that, let's recap the top three from the week of April 28th. Coming in at number three, it was Elena with the title track to her EP, The Wrong Side. At number two, the week of the 28th, it was April Cry and her single, Get Ready to Miss Me. And taking the top spot, nearly 3 weeks ago, actually, it was Morgan Miles who broke her record with her third number one with A Queen of Hearts. Can Morgan stay on top, or will somebody unseat her? We'll just have to stick around for the next 30 minutes and find out. So let's go ahead and dive into this week's countdown. Coming in at number three this week, it's my good friend Mary Cutter with her single "I Dare You." I had the absolute pleasure of having Mary on the show a couple months ago, and she's one of the sweetest people that you'd ever want to come in contact with. I'll tell you a little bit about Mary and some of the stuff she's got coming up after we hear the number three song of the week. It's Mary Cutter with "I Dare You" on Indie Country Radio.
Baby, I dare, baby, I dare you. Baby, I dare you, baby, I dare you.
I've been watching you, watching me, your big brown eyes, all I see. My head is spinning like that Ferris wheel. The night is young, the lights are buzzing, a carnival of my heart pumping. The cotton candy don't taste as sweet as you. I know what you're thinking, and I think that you should know that I'm feeling what you're feeling. Don't be scared to let it show. Maybe I dare you to come over here, put your lips on mine. Baby, I dare you to blow my mind. Cause you got me high, boy, it feels so right. It'd be a lie if I said that I wasn't wanting you. I'll treat me on this ride. I know what you're thinking, and I think that you should know that I'm feeling what you're feeling. Don't be scared to let it show. Maybe I dare you to come over here, put your lips on mine. Baby, I dare you to blow my mind, take away my time. Oh, give me some kind of, pull me close, but don't you let me go. Baby, I dare, dare, baby, I dare, baby, I dare you, baby, I dare, dare, baby, I dare, baby, I dare you, baby, I dare you.
I know what you're thinking, and I think that you should know that I'm feeling what you're feeling.
Miss Mary Cutter at number three with I Dare You. Kentucky native Mary Cutter has always been one to work hard and go after her dreams. Receiving the CMA Rising Star Outstanding Showmanship and Best Overall Stage Performance Awards, Mary has competed in various state and national competitions. The North American Country Music Association International has awarded Mary in the Songwriter, Entertainer, Vocalist, and Music Video of the Year categories. Mary has shared the stage with the likes of Linda Davis in her On the Rise show, but not to mention performing in 10 U.S. states as well as Brazil. Mary has progressed the stage of the Kentucky State Fair Derby Dinner Playhouse, Nashville Palace, Kentucky Opera, Bluebird Cafe, the Inn at the Commodore. In songwriting, Mary has been a place on the coveted NSAI Pitch to Publisher list multiple times and was the grand champion of the Brene Grant Williams Holiday Songwriting Contest, as well as the Steve Susskind songwriting competition. Since she began her career, Mary has always taken time out to give back to others with her music. Continuing her third annual Love Tour in 2017, Mary will share her music at various military bases, halfway houses, benefit concerts, nursing homes, veterans homes, schools, and community centers. Always going after her dreams, Mary is rising higher and higher in the industry. A gig gaining momentum and a reputation of being a hardworking, good-hearted young lady in country music. And I can speak to my own experiences with that. Mary was gracious enough to up here on this show, I want to say March 25th, something like that. And as I said earlier, she's definitely one of the sweetest people I've ever come in contact with. And I predict nothing but a big thing for this woman in the future. Let me see. I come in I'm moving along with the countdown coming in at number two and just missing her fourth number one on the show. It's the a brand new single from Morgan Miles called Holy Water. We had Morgan on the show probably last year, maybe 2015, I don't remember. And it's always a pleasure when I get to play her stuff on the show. We need to schedule another interview with her soon. I'm gonna get to working on that. As soon as I can. Oh, something else I wanted to mention before we played Morgan is, let me go back to it. Hold on. I wanted to mention some of Mary Cutter's shows, upcoming shows. She has a show on the 21st at Alley Taps in Nashville, the 24th at Elmcroft Senior Celebration in Mount Washington, Kentucky, and Mary also runs and hosts her own TV internet. A radio show called a Mary Cutter's Country Music Hour, which airs Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on WBRT 97.1 FM 1320 AM and BRTV Bardstown Kentucky Cable. And you can also listen online at wbrtcountry.com. That takes care of that. So, as I was saying earlier, before I completely spazzed out, I come in at number two this week. It's the a brand new, exactly 1 week old single from Morgan Miles called "A Holy Water" on Indie Country Radio.
Make you feel me.
I'm gonna do it my way. Bullets through the airwaves. Tired and sick of playing it. Crashing through your speakers, cutting through the reverb. How's it feel with me in your face?
Tear me down, I can't get enough. Take a cheap shot, yeah, like a rush. You want pain, I've been saving this up for
you-hoo, you-hoo-hoo.
Ooh.
to your head, straight shot through the blood. Spinning it high while I'm dropping you low. Lighting a match, get the gas, cause I'm about to throw.
Just barely missing out on her a fourth number one of the on indie country radio with her brand new single Holy Water coming in this week at number two, and that means we have a brand new number one, obviously, but before we move to the number one song of the week, I wanted to run down a few of Morgan Miles' tour dates. On the 25th of May, she'll be singing the national anthem at Fenway Park before the Boston Red Sox game. And then the 26th through the 28th, she will be in Miami, Florida at I Heart USA Salute Festival. That's May. Let's see if April's up. June, not April. June 2nd, she will be back in Nashville doing a residency at Acme. The 9th, she will be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the Carolina Country Music Fest. June 10th, she will be in Youngsville, North Carolina, at the Close-Up Country Concert. And June 11th, she'll be in Hunter, New York, at the Taste of Country Festival. And that's just a little bit of Morgan's upcoming tour dates. And like I said earlier, we had Morgan on the show, and I need to schedule another interview with her because it's been a long time, and frankly, I want to catch up with a girl and see what she's been up to because frankly, I miss talking to her. So, and that brings us to the the number one song of the week. Taking top spot this week is the super talented Lexi Hayden with a debut on the countdown called I Don't Mind the Drive. Last year, before I flew to Boston for one of my mini baseball trips, I got to see Lexi perform with some a good friend of mine at the Springs at a venue in Nashville, and got a chance to sit down and talk with her after the show for a little while. Folks, a sweeter lady does not exist. So I'm proud to say that in the number one spot this week, it's Lexi Hayden with I Don't Mind the Drive on Indie Country Radio. Here we go. Many, I'm sure, to hit the airwaves on this show. I Don't Mind the Drive. Now, I was telling you guys earlier, and I saw Lexi perform live, and this is one of the songs that she did. But y'all, she sounds just as great live as she does on this record. And I have the EP. Of course I've got it. Why wouldn't I have it? Anyway, let me tell y'all a little bit about Lexi. Uh, before we wrap things up today, growing up in Northern Virginia, Alexi Hayden cultivated a strong local following through performing live, recording singles, and utilizing her a YouTube channel. But the goal was simple, to share music with the world around her. In the summer of 2014, she took an internship at the a nationally syndicated Bobby Bones show in Nashville, which exposed her to a whole new side of the music she loves. Quote, "I fell in love with Nashville, and I knew pretty early on that I'd end up here." Quote, Hayden was chosen to perform her single "When I'm With You" as a keynote performance for the 2016 a Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, a impressive feat for such a newly established artist. Well, she's thrilled to release this new record, but she's also mindful of the road ahead. Quote, "A lot of ways, this is just the beginning," she says. "I can't wait for what's to come." A drawing inspiration from all corners of country music, ranging from a royalty like Dolly Parton and the Dixie Chicks to younger trailblazers such as Maren Morris, Casey Musgraves, and the Brothers Osborne. Hayden has always sought to tap one particular attribute that these influences embody to her. Honesty. And more than anything, honesty is what has her so excited for her new EP called Drive. Quote, "These songs are really me, who I am as an artist and who I am as a person. And I'm going to be honest. Alexi's future is so bright that I'm excited to see what she does and where she goes." Okay, and that'll do it for this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. But before we go, I wanted to give you guys a rundown, and also wanted to congratulate Lexi again on I Don't Mind the Drive being number one. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have country music duo Steel Blossoms joining us as the 30th at 4:30 Central as well. We have a singer-songwriter, Melissa Ramsey, stopping by to talk with us a little while. June 6th at 4:30 Central, we have singer-songwriter Angela Sue Chislock joining us. June 13th at 4:30, we have singer-songwriter Taylor Murray. June 20th at 4:30, from all the way across the pond in the UK, we have singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt. June 27th at 4:30, we've got a returning guest, a lovely and talented Miss Madeline Victoria. I haven't talked to Madeline on the show in maybe a year, I think. June 11th, we have singer Kaylin Britt joining us at 4:30 Central. June 24th, 5:30 Central. But you thought I'd say 4:30, didn't you? Not hardly. We have our good friend, singer-songwriter Ashley Taylor, stepping back by the show. And I'm working on something really cool for 1 week in July, maybe August, that I can't reveal quite yet, but you guys are going to love it. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays of the Month. Thank you and goodbye.